Okay, next up on this morning's agenda will be information. I have first one on that will be a discussion and update on the Busch Landing project.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Do I have you this morning?
Welcome.
Good. Good morning. So I'm pitch hitting here for Brian Pursuin, by the way, District Park Supervisor up on Lake Oahe. I'm pitch hitting this morning for Adam Kulesa. I'm going to do a little bit of a slideshow presentation and just talk about some pictures that we have here. So I'm going to try to get that online here. I believe that we have the PowerPoint visible now. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. We're just going to run through some pictures here real quick. I'll try to explain what Adam was trying to convey in the pictures for you folks. This is a picture of Busch's Landing aerial view of the primary ramp when it was, I would say, almost last in its usable state. As you can see, we've got a narrowing bay from siltation. You can see the three-tiered parking lot with the two boat ramps, or the three launching lanes with two docks on it, and remnants of the access road that led to the low-water ramp, which is out at the mouth of the bay. This is the entrance road leading into Busch's Landing from Sunset Lodge, where we had to correct some slide issues on that road. This was done with the county, some volunteer partners and Gamefish and Parks. Other evidence of some of those slide areas you can see on the right-hand side of the picture, some cuts and slides. This road is always in motion, so we're kind of constantly trying to repair some of these areas as they move. Another indicator of a slide area that presents itself on the mainline road entering the area. This is a close-up picture of the boat ramp when it was pretty much the last usable state, where you can see Game Fish and Parks had to do a lot of silt removal efforts to get people out of the bay. You can see the shoreline, how it would wrap around in front of those boat docks and lock boaters in and not have usable concrete to launch. We actually excavated out on the right side to kind of create a holding basin for some of that silt material to buy us time in between cleanings. And here is after the water receded more and we could not do any more silt cleaning efforts to allow navigation leaving that boat ramp. All reasons why we had to put efforts into a low water access point at Busch's Landing. Busch's Landing is a very key area for that geographic location. A couple resorts and a lot of homeowners as well as communities use this area. Pretty much the same view, just from a different direction. Now we're looking from where our low water ramp is towards our primary boat ramp that is currently out of service. Another view of the previous access road to the low water ramp. Back to, we had built this when the water receded to these levels in the past, and after the water came back up, went back down, this is kind of what's left. Here's a picture of them unloading some new boat ramp plank for our elevation raising of that low water boat ramp. This is a picture of standing on the boat ramp, the low water boat ramp. You can see all the material that was brought in to elevate that to a usable level above the water line and create a turnaround for people to launch. Another pretty much the same picture there, just from a different angle. Here they're working on the boat ramp itself, preparing the slope for the plank that we saw unloaded earlier. Here's just putting some finishing touches on gravel for that turnaround area and the access road getting through that area. Here is the ramp ready for docks. We just moved the docks over there so they can finish doing some of the graveling and up, so we just set them on the on the ramp temporarily, and that is the day before we opened up, which has been the Friday before Father's Day. Here's a picture of right away that morning, Saturday of Father's Day weekend, when some boaters started using that low water ramp for the first time. Here's some historic pictures. I mean, historic. These were, I believe, taken in June of last year. It just shows how popular that area is and why we look at it as a key access point on the Missouri River. A lot of boaters utilize it for accessibility, for getting into good fishing waters. It's just a very popular area that that we suffered when it was not in use. Another picture from the water looking up of that boat ramp parking lot when it's full. As you can see, not only the parking lot is full, but we've got vehicles paralleling the road almost all the way out of that area. That kind of concludes Adam's presentation. I guess I'll ask if anybody has any questions for me that I can maybe help answer regarding Bush's Landing.
Any questions, comments from the commissioner? No, a lot of work. Good job fixing up a busy place.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.